gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike, and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. Got a little tech problem there, so I apologize for that. But we're back on course, and we have a special guest going to be coming in with us, and his name is Redfo, so stay tuned for that. But the show is brought to you in part by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat, and that special treat is Lick and Lap. You can find it in pet stores, you can find it at Walmart.com, and you can also find it at Vitacraft.us. And don't forget, Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. You can enter the promo code PETS to save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Everybody listening across America, I know you know that music. I know you know that song. And I want to bring on, and I'm very psyched to bring this person on. His name is Redfo. Hey, Redfo, how you doing? Welcome to Talkin' Pets.
Hey, I'm doing good, John. How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. I want to say I'm psyched about you coming on, so I'm really glad you joined on with us because... Your other song, too, not besides the party anthem, but You're Sexy and I Know It, or I'm Sexy and I Know It, I love that.
Yeah,
loved it. And, you know, and your video, I can watch that over and over and over again.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really fun stuff. Fun music, creativity, and just, you know, having fun.
You know, that's the thing, though, is, like, we need that now. You know, in this day and age, with everything going on, we need your music.
Oh,
fun.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think, you know, I've been retired, but I feel something brewing. I feel, you know, this new energy, and I definitely want to, you know, do some more music.
Well, I hope that you do. But in the meantime, everybody's listening across the country. So, and by the way, I want to do a shout-out to KCBQ San Diego, California, AM 1170 and FM 96.1 to Steve and the gang there in San Diego. Also, KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon, AM 630 and 101.1 FM. To Michael and the gang there. And KBAR, AM 1230 in Rupert, Idaho. Scotty and the gang, big shout out to you guys. If you want to listen to the show on Alexa, you can tell them to go to, just tell Alexa, CRN4 on TuneIn, and you'll pick up the show there. Also, you can go to TalkinPets.com and click the live button, and you can listen there as well. So you've got options, and you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. We're talking with Red Fu. Red Fu, I want to introduce you to Jilly's online with us, and also here in the studio with me is my producer, Devin.
Hello, hello. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hey, pleasure to meet you.
So you didn't get to experience our actual live opening that we use, or our opening that we usually do, Red Fu, which is really cool, but we had a button problem here from my last producer, so I apologize for that. But I want to get right into you. So LMFAO was the name of your group back then when you were doing your music.
Yeah.
You said now that you retired, but you're living a vegan life. Have you always been a vegan, or did you turn like vegan in the last, you know, period of time?
Well, it's been for the last 8 years, solid vegan. When I was around 13 or 14, I was introduced to like a group of people that were really metaphysical, and they were into, you know, the spiritual realms and stuff. And so I stopped eating meat for 6 years, and I was probably more of a vegetarian because I still ate dairy, but I did not eat anything, any animals, anything with eyeballs.
Yeah.
And I did it for purely like a moral slash spiritual thing. Because they told me that in the spiritual realm, you know, we don't eat other things with souls, and that felt good, and so I kind of grew up, you know, eating a lot of pasta and breads and fruits and beans, and was, you know, quite slim growing up, and then I, you know, moved to Hollywood and, you know, got into eating some meat, and, you know, and I was always going back and forth. And finally, I took a blood test because I went keto, and I started eating a lot of meat, and I was doing Dancing with the Stars with the late, great Suzanne Summers, and she got me on the keto. And I went to the doctor, and my cholesterol was over 600. It was off the scale. They wanted to give me pills. They told me I was, you know, ridiculous, and they asked me, "What are you eating? Are you eating pasta? I said, "No, I'm eating meat. I'm eating all animal products." And they showed me my blood. It was cream colored. It had chunks of fat floating in the vial, in the blood vial. And I told them, "I know how to reverse this. I'll be back." They said, "Come back in a month." And I cut out all the animal products, and I came back, and I was down into my 150s, 170s, and they thought it was just amazing that I could reverse this. They still didn't really have a clue. And ever since then, I said, "Okay, I'm going vegan. I'm here we are."
You know, I got to tell you a story on that. It's interesting because I have some health conditions that I deal with, and I'm always getting checked like every couple of months with blood work and everything else.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of months, for reasons, several reasons, I haven't been eating meat. And so the last time I had my blood work, which was recently, my doctor looked at me and says, "What are you doing different?"
Wow.
And I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" And he goes, "Like, everything's coming, like, really good. And especially your cholesterol." And
yeah.
I was like, "I've always had bad cholesterol."
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I was sitting there and I was like, "What did I do different?" And I thought, I'm not eating that much meat anymore, if at all. I'm doing more chicken, and I'm not eating, like, pork or beef or anything. And he was like, "Well, that's probably it, if that's the only thing that you've changed."
Yeah.
So it goes to show that, and, you know, and my old producer and a dear friend of mine, he's like family, his name is Bob. Bob Page used to be a producer here and everything, and he weighed 330 pounds.
Yeah.
And he gave up meat, and he's a vegan now. and he's 150 pounds. And he,
woo!
Yeah, he runs and rides the bike like every day.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, he's thinner than me. I'm like, it's amazing when you know him all this time as being, you know, overweight, the funny guy, and he's still the funny guy, but now he's like a supermodel on the runway.
Yeah, so, baby. Sexy, and he knows it.
He does know he's sexy, and he knows it. That's for sure. Hey, Redfrew, we got to take a little break. When we come back, I want to talk about Unchained TV, and I actually got to watch some of it last night, so I want to talk about that when we come back.
Okay, awesome.
We're speaking with Redfrew. If you've got a question, a comment, or you'd like to talk to him, our lines are open at 818-818-6401. Again, 818-818-6401. Devin, what song is this from Redfrew?
Where the Sun Goes, featuring Stevie Wonder.
Awesome.
Public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought health care to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Pfaff here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at C60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or
720-6040. Yeah. Yeah. When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. This is what I see.
Yeah, I just can't help it. This song is so catchy, it makes you want to sing. I don't know if you heard me right through, but I was singing to it.
Yeah, baby.
That's a great song. I mean, it's just classic.
So thank you.
I want to find out, like, I did watch part of on Unchained TV. I went onto my Roku and I downloaded the app, and it was perfect. I mean, I was watching you and your wife, Jazzy, and your daughter's adorable. Eiley is her name?
Yes, Eiley. Love you.
Yeah, she is so cute.
Yeah.
And, but she was like watching everything going on while you and your wife were cooking, and you were making your wife's lasagna.
That's right.
Which was awesome. So tell us a little bit about the show. Is it going to be, is it like a regular weekly show? How's that work?
Well, you know, that was right there. That was our first show, and Unchained TV produced it, and it was just so fun. They came to our house. And, you know, we don't know exactly, but we love doing it. And we love, you know, sharing our recipes and you know, just having fun on the camera and in the kitchen. And it's something that we do in our household every day. We're always making stuff and competing. And lately, I've been 99 days raw, uncooked food. So... So we've been, you know, experimenting and making a lot more raw dishes that are savory and stuff. So we may want to do an episode two and show the world.
I'd like to see another episode. I think, you know, Party Rock Farmhouse it's a pretty cool show. But I have to admit, I love the two of you and your wife, Jazzy, in the kitchen. And now I know how to make, a vegan lasagna, which was awesome. It seems... like, it didn't look complicated, but it seemed a little complicated.
Yeah.
You were using things that I would never think about using that makes cheese.
Yes. What did we used cashews.
Yes.
And then we used, cashews and some of the, like, Vio Life, probably, that the store-bought shredded cheese on top.
Yeah, that was what you put on at the end, but when you made the cheese, it was like... it was pretty cool. I can't remember everything that you put in there. I don't know the names of them. I can't think now. But it was awesome to watch you make it. And then it came out almost like the texture of, like, you even said it on the TV show, on Unchained TV. It was like hummus.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when that gets, you know, baked in the oven, it's really creamy. And it's incredible doing that style. Everybody's got to watch it because... that is the best vegan lasagna, Jazzy. That's her recipe, and it's just incredible.
I have to admit, too, when I was watching the show, I thoroughly enjoyed, actually, the time you spent with your animals. And you have a bunch of rescue animals at your home.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've got two cows, two pigs, five dogs. Now we have even more chickens. At that time, we just had two, but we have, like... five chickens, including a rooster now, which is waking the neighborhood up. But I'm figuring out some soundproof for the rooster, and we have a turkey.
Wow, you do have a mixture. I've got chickens here at my place, and although I can't have a rooster, so
yeah,
you know, they're zoned out in our area for the reason that you said. They'll be cock-a-doodle-doo, you know, all day long.
Yeah.
What is Dr. Only Plants? What is that?
So Dr. Only Plants is basically kind of like a ChatGPT, but it's just kind of for going on DrOnlyPlants.com, and then you can just type in anything. You know, I have a headache, or what's a recipe for vegan lasagna, and it will spit out, you know, the recipes, and it's using the ChatGPT engine, and it's something that I built free for the world, meaning that I'm paying for the, you know, the credits and stuff, because I just wanted the whole world to have access to that. So I just, you know, made it just kind of spit out plant-based recipes and wellness tips, and it always has a recipe no matter what. So if you type in, how do I get rid of a headache, it's going to give you some kind of, you know, home recipe that you can make at home of, maybe it's a tea or maybe it's a salad, you know, maybe it's hydration, things like that.
Awesome. And also with Unchained TV, you got to work with Jane Velez Mitchell.
Yes.
She's pretty awesome, huh?
She's amazing. She's one of the biggest, you know, advocate for the animals, vegan entrepreneur. She's got this Unchained TV, which is all free, and you can get it on your iPhone. And I see her at a lot of the events, and she just has the charisma, and she's amazing creative force, and very important in the vegan community.
Yeah, no, I you can get it on your iPhone, you can get it on TV, and you can also, you know, pick it up if you want online, too. So it's Unchained TV, so you can find it on there. You know, I'm telling you, I got to thank you for coming on with this. I mean, time goes by fast, and I know you got a lot to do there with your wife and your daughter. Which how'd you come up with ILEE? How was that again?
It's an acronym for I love you. I think it's similar to LMFAO. It's just, you know, it's something that we were looking for names, and we wrote down, you know, 150 names, and that one came up, and it was, we have a dog named Shiley. And so we kind of like these Eiley, Shileys, you know, the Lee, the Eiley, you know, and so Eiley. And her name is Eiley Oak Gordy. And we live around a bunch of oak trees, so that's where the oak came in. And
I love your house, by the way.
And oh, thank you.
It's a beautiful home. If I'm in your neighborhood, I'm going to be knocking on that fence that's locked. So it would just be me out there screaming, hey, this is Patch, let me in.
yeah. Well, hey, anytime you're in, you know, the Calabasas/Malibu area, just hit me up and come meet the animals.
I'd love to. I don't get out there that often, but I would love to sometime. But I got to thank you for coming on with this, Redfoo. And hopefully you'll come on with us again. And maybe if you and Jane get together and do another episode and everything, I'd love to talk about it. So you do a great job, and I want your music back.
Yeah, baby. Okay, I'm working on it.
You know, you let me know, because I'll be your number one fan out there promoting it, too.
Ah, thank you so much.
Redfoo, give my love to your wife, Jazzy, and your child, Eiley, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Take care. Bye. That's Redfoo. Y'all know him. I'm sexy, and I know it. And so, hey. Somebody's got to say it, so I might as well say it to myself. But that's Redfoo. Great guy. Love his house. Love the show on Unchained TV. Check it out. You can find it. Of course, I put it on Roku, which was great. Just download the app. You could even do it on your iPhone and all. So great channels. And there's a lot of stuff on there to watch. So if you're into animals and you're into vegetarian or vegan, check it out. Unchained TV. And a special thanks to Redfoo. He's a great guy. It's a lot of fun.
When they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm, it's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Out of Orlando, Florida, a 5-year-old cat named Twin Twin is in need of a new home after his former owner was forced to surrender him because she was being evicted. Losing Twin Twin was hard. In fact, the woman was sobbing when she had to say goodbye to her beloved pet at the Orange County Animal Services facility on September 5th. Albert Harris Photography shared Twin Twin's sad story on social media, posting the woman's heartbreaking words as she gave her pet up. "I'm so sorry. I just got evicted and I can't care for my cat anymore. I have nowhere else to go." Providing the devastating toll, losing Twin Twin took on the owner. She was sobbing at the time as she explained she had him all of his life, and it breaks her heart that she had failed him. She tried everything to rehome Twin Twin, but no one would take her cat in. Thus, coming to the shelter was her last resort. She also explained she was so broke that she couldn't even pay the surrender fees. The officers understood and was able to waive the surrender fee. The owner would end up signing the surrender paperwork and sobbed as she exited the facility. And Twin Twin is heartbroken as well. He no longer lives in his home, and he has no longer his person. He sits in his lonely cage, waiting for someone to save him. You can help change Twin Twin's life for the better by sharing his story and helping him find a loving home, someone there in the position to help. Twin Twin's adoption. You can adopt Twin Twin, located at Orange County Animal Services. He's a neutered male cream domestic short hair. The shelter staff thinks about 5 years old. He's been at the shelter since September 5th. Location, check out the website at ocnetpets.com. ocnetpets.com. Or call them at 407-254-9150 in Orlando, Florida. All inquiries about the cat must be made directly to the shelter facility. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news, archive shows, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio.
Into the night. My love is like a song. Firestone, and you're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Thank you. Once again, this is Talking Pets. I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Hi, darling.
Hi, honey. How are you?
And, of course, Devin's over there on the board. What did you think of Red Foo?
I think you're being punished, Devin. I thought it was amazing. I loved the video. I watched it this afternoon. I love the farm, the whole vegan farm, and all the dogs, especially the St. Bernard that he has. It was just wonderful.
I didn't know you got to watch it, so I'm glad you did.
I did.
But, you know, I didn't want to keep him too long. He stayed on for the half hour, and I know he was involved in a couple of things today, so... but it was great watching it. It was like, it was a look into his life, and he's such a character.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
So, like, it seemed like in his family life, he was very much like that in his music life and all.
Exactly. Yep, and, I can see that, too.
And am I wrong in saying that we need him back? Because he said he retired, but I think he needs to come back, because every time I listen to his music, it puts me in a good mood.
Well, he said he was working on some stuff, so you never know.
I hope so. It would be nice to see him come back, and he was a lot of fun. But
well, his music never, you know, it never gets old. They play it all the time, everywhere.
Yeah, it's fun, and the videos are really off the wall.
Yes, they are.
So, crazy fun videos, off the wall. I'll leave it at that. Especially the one, "I'm Sexy and I Know It." Interesting video. Did you get to watch that?
Yes, I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, it's such a character. But, it goes to show, though, with the vegan life, it must have really something to do with it. Because when I mentioned Bobby, and of course, Julie, you know Bobby really well as well.
Yes.
And, you know, he was like 300, 330 pounds, and, you know, he just, he wasn't happy in his life.
I know, you kept telling me he lost all this weight and everything, and then when he showed up in New York, I didn't know who he was. I'd been working with him for so many years, and I was like, who is this guy?
He's thinner than that. And, I mean, he looks great, but now I want him to eat a burger or something. Well, maybe a burger, but something like heavier, you know, because he's like, he's thinner than me. And, you know, I'm not that thin, but I'm like 200 pounds, so I'm pretty good at, I guess, my weight. But
Well, there's vegan burgers, you know, mushroom burgers.
That's true.
Stuff
the
like
Impossible
that.
Burgers and stuff. So. Yeah. And you know what? I had one at Burger King, and it tasted the same thing as the other one to me. Oh, Devin's shaking his head. No.
No?
Did you try it?
I tried it.
I got one, and it kind of made me sick to my stomach. But
really?
I do make portobello.
You're a meat eater, though.
I make portobello mushroom burgers all the time. And if I do, like, use some really high-quality meats, you know, or something, you know, if I get some good venison that a friend of mine has gotten, you know, or, you know, and I will use portobello mushrooms as a bun because I don't eat a lot of bread.
Yeah, well, that's going to pack the pounds on, and I'm down to peanut butter and jelly. So, I mean, you know, I always have to make it on bread. I don't think it would be too good on lettuce. But, you know,
instead of bread, I roll everything in like romaine leaves and spinach wraps and big pieces of spinach, stuff like that. I make my own avocado bread, so that's really healthy.
Yeah, I actually, in my yard now, I put an avocado tree in. I have a banana tree. I have I have a lemon tree, a grapefruit tree, and mango tree. So when
That's
they
awesome.
Come out, you know me, though, I give everything away. Like, I'm like, oh, you want some? To everybody I know and everybody on the show. Same thing with my chicken eggs.
I
give most
eggs.
Of them away. Yeah, so Devin will go home with a dozen today. But, but you know, I do love avocado, though. So, and I've got like 5 or 6 avocados on my new tree. So I'm looking forward to eating those.
I'll send you my recipe. It's really easy.
Yeah, those would be mine. But you know, it comes in handy, I guess, when you're hungry, to have the
Indeed.
Trees. And I do have a stock of bananas on my banana trees right now, so it's kind of cool. Well,
we can grow the little baby banana trees up here. For some reason, they survive. I see them everywhere, and so I've been hunting for a couple of trees to plant because my land that I bought up here in the mountains is very, very moist and fertile. It's kind of like a temperate kind of situation. So
sounds like something Betty White would say.
Well, everything that I grow, you know, you should see my squash. I have 12 big squash right now, squash, and they're so beautiful. Good. And my herbs are gigantic. My garden, I made all flowers this year. I'm trying to figure out what's going to do best for me and accommodating it, but I couldn't pass up the squash, you know, because I'm a squash fiend.
I like squash too.
They're doing really well.
I do like squash. I mean, veggies are good. I mean, I love eating veggies. And you know what? I don't really, you know, I haven't had a steak in, God, I don't know how long. And same thing, I used to eat pork every once in a while. But, you know, even with Redfoo, he's got some pigs. Did you see that in the episode on Unchained TV?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's got pigs, and they're so adorable. And actually, for farm animals and everything, pigs are extremely intelligent.
Well, like, and they're
very intelligent.
They're great. They're almost like pets. And, you know, he's also using, you know, their poo for fertilizer to grow their vegetables and stuff like that. So it's kind of what, you know, just a cycle of life kind of thing.
Yeah, he's living off the land, that's for sure.
Because pigs can be vegetarians, so that's really easy for him. And, you know, chickens are the same way. And I forgot what else he's... Oh, he has a couple of cows. I'm sure they're, you know... They eat grass and grain and stuff like that. But
and he's got a turkey as well, he mentioned.
Yep.
But he's got that rooster. And, of course, I had to give my roosters away to farms because I wasn't allowed to keep them.
And, I'd like to know his ideas for keeping it silent. That's an interesting one he said.
Well, he
that.
Said he was trying to come up with it. I think the only way you're going to come up with that is maybe keeping them in the dark in a barn somewhere. But I don't think that's going to work.
It's an inside rooster.
Yeah. But, you know, and I'll tell you, I mean, roosters, having a rooster with a bunch of hens, I'll just say their rich
very
mating
loud.
Rituals are very, like, I was like, when I saw it going on, I was like, oh, you can't stay here. I mean, I would not want to be a hen, just put it that way. Very violent, you know, when they mate, which I never knew until now owning them. So, but, you know, I'm not allowed to have roosters, so mine are gone. But
sounds
I do
like
love
cats.
Having, and you know, there's a lot of people across the country now that are like chicken parents, like the suburbanites. A lot of people have
almost
chickens.
Almost all my friends up here have chickens. I never have to buy eggs.
Yeah,
it's great.
And they're fresh. They don't, you know, they're not... through the store where, you know, they put chemicals in the chickens and so on and so forth. All my girls are natural and pure.
And we don't have to refrigerate them, you know, because it's just awesome.
And I'll tell you, I mean, having chickens, they're pets, basically. I mean, my chickens follow me around. If I call them by name, they know their name, which is odd. And if I tell them it's time to go in the hutch, to go back in, they go back in. So it's pretty amazing.
I have a friend up here who has raspberry and blueberry, like, fields on her property. And she lets the chickens run wild in there. And her eggs are so sweet. It's awesome.
Yeah,
Because all they eat is blueberries and raspberries.
My girls eat better than I do. I mean, I give them blueberries, like frozen blueberries. They're cheaper. And plus, the cold is good for them, especially when it's so hot out. But they get things like squash and everything else, too. So chickens pretty much eat anything. But you got to be very careful because there's some no-nos, like avocados, which is a big no-no for them.
Same for dogs.
Same with potatoes. No-no for chickens. You know, I heard maybe if you cook them, it might be okay, but I would stay away from the potatoes. So there's certain things that they can't eat, just like your dogs and cats and us. I mean, you know, sometimes they're allergic to it and all. But so if anybody has a question, want to talk about, you know, behavior question, training question, we're in house. We can answer your questions. Dogs, cats, 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, and we'd like to talk to you. Mike's there at the network at CRN. And don't forget, like I said, you can also watch us on Facebook Live, now that I have it on the right one. And you can watch it. It's just been one of those days. You know, you can watch it there at
Except
at
for
Talkin'
me, they
Pets
can't
Radio.
See me.
Yeah, I know. So
we got to figure that out.
They get to hear you, though.
That's true.
Send me a big picture and I'll put it on the wall.
Oh, dear Lord.
What are the things that you put on the wall? The fat heads.
Yeah.
No, we'll get
a bobblehead.
A life-size cutout of Jilly.
Well, that's okay. I won't say anything.
First five callers get a signed autograph from Jilly.
There you go. Anyway, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
And I'm Devin Leach.
818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Listening to Talking Pets. Hey, Jilly. At least
hello, I
you know,
love
they
that
can't
song.
See you, but we played your song, so that's cool.
True.
Hey, we're going to skip out.
You have two of them for me.
We're going to skip out to KCBQ. We're going to go to Joseph. He's out in, see if I say this right, Aliso Vallejo, California. Joseph, did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Aliso Vallejo, actually.
Yeah, that was what I think that's what I said.
You're cool. You're good. You're good.
That's
hey,
cool.
Parker, I got a question for you. I have 2 8-week-old ducklings and an 8-week-old chick. And as far as dietary requirements, how are they different?
You know, I'm not positive on the dietary differences, and I don't think there's much, actually. And is this the first time that you're raising chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I basically... now, here's one thing. I raise chicks, so, I mean... with their food, of course, it's a staple food that you can get, like, in the stores. But I have seen, and one of my favorite is the tractor stores, but they have the ducklings with the chicken chicks in the same, and they're feeding them the same food. So I'm imagining that there's probably not a huge difference.
Okay, can I ask
that sounds
another
about
question?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, what is an ideal size, hatch size for them, if we're going to keep them together?
Well, you want to make sure that they can't jump out. It took me, I had an old pond tub, you know, where a fish pond, and it was basically about 2 feet by 5 feet, and I raised them in that. You can buy those tin buckets at the tractor stores if you have one by you, and they're not too expensive, but you can even use, like, just the buckets, like I said, or anything like that, or something that you have. You can make your own. But you want to make sure that you have the light in there so you're keeping them warm. They have to have the red light. So I hope you have that in there.
The red light?
Yeah.
Okay.
The red light also, if they get, like, a peck on them or anything like that, that also helps in the aspect that the red light shines on them. So if one has a little wound or anything, the other ones won't attack it. Because they have a tendency, if they see red, it's like a bull. They go after it. So the red light's for warmth and also for that. But, yeah, as long as it's big enough and then put some, like, shavings there on the bottom, you're good to go. And they grow pretty quickly. And then, I don't know, if they're not sexed, you're not going to know if you have a hen or you have a rooster until they get a little bit older.
And how long does it take them to get to the age where you can sex them?
Well, you won't sex them. You'll be able to tell just by, it took actually, They were about a couple months before I was able to tell that one was growing up to be a rooster. And you'll see in their crown and everything like that, the changes in them. And you'll also see the behavior in them. The roosters tend to be a little bit more mean.
Aggressive.
Yeah, so very aggressive. So you'll see that going on as well.
Okay.
And the difference in the ducks will be if it's a male, it's going to have beautiful coloring, and if it's a female, it'll just be bland.
Yeah,
like
so,
brown or white or yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is, you're going to love them. It's so great. I love having my chickens, and they'll get to a point where honestly, Joseph, they'll follow you everywhere. they're pretty cool. Just be careful though. You want to make sure you keep them in a pen. Free range is cool, but you have hawks and eagles and so on and so forth, that, and even possums, they become like predator prey situation. So it's good to keep them in a hutch, in a pen, so this way they're safe.
Okay. Have you raised ducks before?
I haven't raised ducks. I know people that have, but I have personally not.
Okay. All right.
They can be messy. I know people that eat the duck eggs. I have not, but I do eat the chicken eggs.
Okay. Do you have any questions? All right, well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Joseph.
Thank you.
That's Joseph out there in Aliso Vallejo, California. And we got Julie. And she's got a story for us. Take it away, Julie.
The Department of Defense granted $1.4 million to a lab-grown meat company. The award to the Better Meat Company, based in West Sacramento, California, along with other companies, is part of the White House's Executive Order 14081, Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable, Safe, and Secure American Bioeconomy. According to the 2022 Executive Order, biotechnology and biomanufacturing can be used to achieve our climate and energy goals, improve food security and sustainability, secure our supply chains, and grow the economy across all of America. The awards aim to help build resilient supply chains and address emerging threats. Paul Shapiro, CEO of the Better Meat Company, said the United States will be greatly advantaged by taking a leadership role in biomanufacturing, especially when it comes to the efficient, innovative methods of food production. The Better Meat Company uses protein from fermented fungi to create its fake meat. The lab-grown meat product is called Ryza. Early this year, the DOD sought to give service members lab-grown protein. The DOD has since backed down from the effort. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced in July that after weeks of engaging with Congress and speaking out against this plan, they were thrilled to have DOD confirmation that lab-grown protein is not on the menu for our nation's service members. These men and women make the greatest sacrifices every day in service to our country, and they deserve high-quality, nutritious, and wholesome food like real beef grown by American farmers and ranchers. NCBA Senior Director of Government Affairs said that while the DOD can and should be on the cutting edge of science, there is a big difference between the industrial or defense applications and the food we put in our bodies. U.S. farmers and ranchers are more than capable of meeting the military's needs for high-quality protein. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sock. Now I had a girl so doggone thin, no meat, no bones, she was just all skin.
And I want to say thank you for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you are looking to obtain a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. A big sound out and a thank you to Red Foo for joining us in the first hour.
That
this
was
hour.
Awesome.
And yeah, it was great.
That was great. Awesome.
So,
what a cool guy.
I think if everybody thinks they're sexy and they know it, you might be a little happier. No matter what you look like, what size you are, whatever, small, big, large, whatever, you're all sexy and you know it. And you know your pets know that you're sexy and you know it. So
that's right. My Roddy knows I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, my Shadow, she's sitting here, like my black cat, she's sitting here watching the whole show. She knows I'm sexy and I know it. Once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.